This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Does everybody know what time it is? It's AW time, Auto World time, your official ASC certified high-octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome-plated, pearl-painted, tire-burning, nitrous-smelling radio podcast, internet, TV, talk show. It's America's automobile enthusiast show. Thank you for being here. I'm Mark Evans, your host, sitting in the Greasy Garage studio as always. Well, not all the time. Sometimes we go down the hall and get in different studios. Why not? Because it's all about fun here at Auto World. Because when it comes down to your Auto World, my Auto World, everybody's Auto World, there's sometimes some challenges that hit us, meaning that sometimes the lights go out just driving down the road. I know Chevy Trailblazers, they have that problem sometimes. Well, what's wrong? See, they have timers and electrical wires everywhere that run anything and everything on a gas or diesel and or even an EV electric car. So the diagnostic time of trying to figure out what is going on, pay for it. You get what you pay for. Give them the time to repair it. So you're giving me the time right today, and I do appreciate it. Proud of it. Honored to be here with you. Behind the silver microphone, as always, in the Greasy Garage studio in the Auto World Plaza, live from Boise, Idaho, where the track temperature now, 105 on the right bun, 110 on the left bun. Oh, yeah. Sitting in the Dodge Viper chair. Getting ready to take your emails, your phone calls, of course. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Our phone number is always, since 1992, 855-660-4261. Be a part of the show. Become the show. You are the show. That's right. Thank you for listening into Auto World each and every week for 3 hours. Each and every hour is different. No matter when you listen to us here at Auto World, I appreciate you. I salute you. I just want to say thank you again. That's what makes this show go. You. You're the fuel. Yeah, you're the fuel of the show. And it's high octane. And I appreciate you being high octane to make this show happen. Got a trivia answer there, and then we're going to go to the phone. We've got a very patient charter member, Sonny. We're going to go right to Sonny here in a little bit. So we're going to get this trivia question answered. We've got a answer out of Texas, and the trivia question, we didn't get answered in the first hour. I'll say it again here. What car was the first to place the horn button in the center of the steering wheel? Mary gets us from Texas, listening to us. She says in Corpus Christi, Texas, is where she lives, and oh, I love the color of the water there, so close. How close are you, Mary, to the ocean? Real close, huh? Oh, yeah. Anyway, she's listening to us on KEYS. Let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates, KEYS, AM 1440, Corpus Christi, Portland, Mathis, Alice, Texas, and all the towns in between and they're all around. Thank you. Appreciate it. All 3 hours on Sunday. I do appreciate it. Thank you. KEYS, AM 1440. Mary says, was it a 1923 Ford? No, Mary, you're pretty close to the year. You're pretty close to the year. It's a little, give everybody a little bit of a quiz, a little bit of help. It is a little bit earlier than a 1923, and it was not a Ford. What car was the first to place the horn button in the center of the steering wheel? Mary, please send me back an email with your address, and I can send you some great detail products for your car, inside and out. And I'm going to this week again too. I'm going to throw a bottle of fuel injector cleaner brought to you by STP, STP Super Concentrated Fuel Cleaner that keeps the carbon out of those cylinders on top of that piston. Get them away from the intake valve. I don't want any carbon on the intake valve or the exhaust valve. Get rid of the carbon and get better fuel economy and get better fuel mileage. That's what it's all about. And more torque and more horsepower. STP, Super Concentrated Fuel Cleaner. Mary, that goes in with your detailing. Put you to work detailing your own car inside and out. AutoWorldRadio at yahoo.com. Now, let's go to Florida and talk to one of our great charter members, Sonny. Hi, welcome.
Good afternoon. My father had a 1930, I believe he was a 35 or 37 Packard, and it had a lot of different things. It was a two-door hard top with a rumble seat, and it had on the top, it was called the California top, and it was pigskin stretched over the metal, you know, the metal of the roof. And this car was guaranteed by Packard. And I can still remember seeing the fancy scroll work all around the edges of the paper. Was guaranteed to do 120 miles an hour unconditionally. In other words, you got a new car if it didn't do 120. And
my
I had four speed on the floor and electric overdrive.
My goodness, son, did you sneak your dad's car out and drive it to 121?
No, I was way too young at that time. Plus, you're talking about something that weighed 5,600 pounds.
Oh, wow. That's some weight.
The Packard straight eight, and like I said, the four-speed. Each wheel was the chrome 20-inch wheels with the big balloon tires on it. Each one of those weighed about 100 pounds apiece. And it had the two spares in each side of the fender.
Yeah.
By the engine there. And so it was a big car and a very heavy car, and yet it guaranteed by Packard to do 120 miles an hour. It was a Packard special, I think they called it. I can remember that as a kid.
Yeah. Can you imagine what the value of that is worth, what it's worth today, Sonny?
I can think about it, but that's about it.
Now, do you know Packard's saying that they always said, and they still do? They have a motto? Do you know the motto?
No.
Motto of Packard? No. Ask the man who owns one.
Oh, yeah, right. I heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how did your dad, why did he pick a Packard brand to purchase back in the day?
Well, it was in about 1937 or 38 or 39. No, it was right just before World War II. He was working for DuPont, and he had to do a lot of driving. And then when World War II started, the only people flying were generals and the ultra-rich. So he had to do a lot of driving. DuPont.
Okay. So he picked a car that he felt, and he did pick a good one. It would last. It would last, not break down on him.
Well, if you got in an accident, you're going to survive it because you had 5,600 pounds in front of you.
Yeah. Or you had enough power or torque to get out of the way.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, it was kind of, this was a big car. So, I mean, it wasn't all that maneuverable. But it sure did move.
I actually, Sonny, I appreciate the information and great trivia. I enjoy looking at the Packards at Pebble Beach, Concours d'Elegance. Have you been at Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance in your life ever?
Oh, never.
No? Yeah. If you get a chance, go. You'll see that Packard sitting there. They're beautiful.
Yeah. Oh,
I appreciate
sure
it.
Are. I mean, some of the sedans were, more elegantly decked out than your living room.
Yes, absolutely. Florida. You're calling from Florida? Ocala? Is that how you say that?
Ocala,
Florida.
Yeah,
appreciate it, Sonny.
WOCA Radio.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, I try not to miss too many of your programs. I enjoy them. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Sonny. Thanks for being a charter member. We're going to come back. $50.9 billion in sales?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer, they're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I told her, girl. fuel in the tank as you can.
$100 bills. One, two. Does it take more than $200 to fill your fuel tank? I hope not. Let's get the fuel economy up, fuel mileage up on that automobile. Park it in the garage, pull the keys out, take the keys and put them in a grinder and shred up the keys, and there you go, your fuel economy. Done. Your vehicle now won't start. You're done. It's just parked. That's the only way I think I can save you fuel. No. New air filter, please. Fuel injection cleaner by STP. Super concentrated. Put it in the fuel tank, folks. Keep those injectors, those little needles. The holes in the end of your fuel injectors are smaller than one hair on my head. Your head, too. Those holes are in the combustion chamber that are actually building up carbon at all times because the byproduct of fuel burning is carbon. So make sure the air going in is not restricted. Air filter, please. Fuel filter, too, by the way. Some of you are saying and scratching your head, saying, I don't have a fuel filter. You're right, because you have a fuel pump module that's inside the fuel tank in the back. There's a little sock on the end of that fuel pump, and that's where that fuel slash filter is. So you don't have to worry about it. And how lucky you are, huh? Not really, because the only way you can replace the sock, it's not a dirty sock. Well, it ends up being a dirty, stinky sock. But the fuel pump module with the motors inside this plastic module, that's where the fuel pump is, inside the fuel tank. And you know what? Some of these fuel tanks, we have to actually pull out, drop down on the ground to replace the fuel pump module. Why? Because the sock, the little filter on the end called a sock, got plugged. So the fuel pump couldn't get the fuel as it needed. So wouldn't you rather have the fuel filter in line over there on the driver's rail like a lot of you have? So we can just replace that, not keep replacing these $800, $900 fuel pumps in the fuel tank? Yes. With that said, a lot of you are actually now working on your own vehicles, a lot more than ever. In fact, SEMA, S-E-M-A, SEMA, you've all heard of SEMA. It's held, you know, of course, in Las Vegas, been there many, many times, broadcasting live and great interviews and all. Well, SEMA stands for the Specialty Equipment Market Association. It was founded back in 1963. What do they do? Well, it represents, just here lately, it takes them a long time to have these numbers come out, but they finally got the numbers out, 50.9 billion. Was spent. The industry provides appearance, performance, comfort, convenience, and technology products for passenger and recreational vehicles. And they show, and all the vendors are there. I mean, just a lot of square feet. It's over 1 million square feet now, of course. Basically a huge, huge support group, all of them. It's in Vegas every single year. Performance Racing Industry, PRI, is there. There's so many companies, about every company that puts your car and your truck together is there. And they had some unbelievable sales. In fact, it reached a new high, folks, 50.9 billion in retail sales. First time in history. Up from 47.9 billion from last year. Wow, that's some money. Pickups remain the single biggest segment in the special equipment parts market. Specialty equipment, of course, as you know, is bigger tires and wheels and running boards and roll bars and all that extra stuff that we all buy for our vehicles that don't have that extra stuff on your vehicle when you buy it from the dealer. Now, in my world, 50.9 billion of some extra stuff is a lot of stuff. Woo! Well, pickups are the single biggest segment. An estimated 13.6 million pickups were modified by you, the consumers. Wow. That's a lot of trucks. A lot of us are putting new things, fancier things, good things, bad things, whatever you want to call them, on our vehicles. Trucks is the leading segment of that. and then cars. And I'll never, every time I go to SEMA, I never forget what I see and how come and why. And there's always a vehicle that is the star of the show. And the manufacturers try to jumpstart and try to jump on it and get their vehicle, their manufacturer, if it could be a Ram, of course, the Chrysler, the Chevy, the Ford, the Volvo, the Volkswagen, doesn't matter. But they're trying to get there, and they're trying to be there first to get that lead in this special at SEMA. Because what happens is they build these special throughout the show, all the million-plus square feet. They finally get it. So let's say Ford gets that lead. They get the number one. They get the vehicle of the show, period. So they might be doing the Ford Maverick, the little subcompact type of truck, and they build a ton of them to scatter throughout the show and put them in displays and stuff, and they have specialty equipment on those trucks, all different types of things, but they weren't built for a VIN number. There's no VIN number on them. They were just built for the show, and after the show, they get all smashed. That's right. They get crushed because there's no VIN number. They're not legit for you and me to go purchase because there's zero VIN number on them. So, yes, in fact, in order for us to drive a vehicle, they have to have everything's got to be perfect. You know, and the first thing they think about, of course, as the manufacturing thinks about, is safety. Everything's got to be right. And so when they just build these, some things might not be perfect for us to drive them down the road. But it's an amazing thing to see a lot of vehicles, you know, over 100 of them just being smashed. Boy. Okay, I've got another answer here to our trivia question here on Auto World for the second hour. You are listening to Auto World right here on Genesis Communications Network. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along. Again, you can follow us on Facebook. My Facebook address is my name, Mark Evans, and you can follow me there, and thank you for following me. Instagram account, head on over and take a look at the photos we put up. We're going to be giving you, basically on the third hour, the 10 of the best interiors. There's a picture there. It's a wild interior, absolutely. And, of course, we're going to get to the color of your car. It says a lot about your personality. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com, 855-660-4261. Instagram account is AutoWorldMedia. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to Todd. Oh, Todd did good. Todd's got an answer for what car was the first to place the horn button in the center of the steering wheel. Good job, Todd. We'll come back and share that with you. I'm Mark Evans, right here in Auto World Plaza.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities arrested 31 members of the hate group Patriot Front near an Idaho Pride event Saturday. Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White.
There was at least one smoke grenade. There was multiple shields. They were all wearing hats.
Senate negotiators announced a bipartisan framework Sunday on gun control. President Biden in a statement said it doesn't go far enough, but it's a start. 20 senators, including 10 Republicans, released a statement calling for passage. The proposal includes support for state crisis intervention orders, funding for school safety resources, an enhanced review process for buyers under the age of 21, and penalties for those that purchase guns for somebody else. The legislation also includes a red flag provision, with the government getting the ability to temporarily take guns away from people they say is a danger. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Fuel economy. Put her on the ground, get a low ride out of it, and you get all that, you know, that wind, what we call it. The more air you're catching, the gas mileage is going to drop. See, back in the old days, the early days of the early cars, the windshields were flat. They bucked the wind. They didn't care about fuel economy. They just were happy to get off the horse. Boy, those windshields are expensive today. They're about an inch and a half thick. Been there, done that. Whew, on my old Chevrolet. Got it, Todd. He emails us here at Auto World. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Appreciate you being here in the Greasy Garage Studio. Todd gets us. The trivia question is, what car was the first to place the horn button in the center of the steering wheel? Todd, you did good. Todd. He emails us from one of our great affiliates here in Idaho. He says he's in Twin Falls, Idaho, listening on K-Bar. So let's do a shout-out. Woo! Let's do a shout-out to one of our great affiliates, K-B-A-R, AM 1230. K-B-A-R, AM 1230. Burley, Twin Falls, Rupert, Oakley, Idaho. Twin Falls, in fact, a little bit of trivia. That's where Evel Knievel jumped the Snake River Canyon. Evel Knievel, that motorcycle, I think it was more of a rocket. The ramp still sits there, folks. Yes, the ramp is still there. The ramp is made out of mountain dirt. It's still there. Quite a unique site. Absolutely. Todd, appreciate it. Thank you. Todd says, is it the booth? Todd, you're right. Woo, yeah. We didn't ask Dougie the Delahaye, the drummer, to come in today, so no drum roll, but you are right. It is the 1915 Scripps booth, Model C. It had this very first car that had the horn button in the center of the steering wheel. Good job, Todd. Good job, Todd. Todd, if you would, I appreciate you listening on K-Bar, down in on K-Bar AM 1230 down in Twin Falls, Idaho. Absolutely appreciate that. Get a chance, get over there and see that mountain of dirt that Evel Knievel landed on. I appreciate it. Thank you. You're not too far away from me. I appreciate that. Send me back an email address that an address that I can send you out some great detailed gifts inside and outside of your car, Todd. And I'm throwing in a bottle of fuel injector cleaner from STP. STP concentrate fuel cleaner and additive. We're going to keep the carbon out of your car, Todd. And you can actually, as we had, I think it was last week, we had one of our listeners call in and email, I believe, that said that he puts it in everything, lawnmowers and all, and it does work. Just don't overdose. Just don't overdose it. Just put in what it says on the bottle. So one pint services 28 gallons. Good job, Todd. Yes, the 1915 Scripps booth, Model C. This car also, folks, the car also was the very first with electric door latches. Electric door latches back in 1915. Wow. Wowza. That's what I'm talking about right there. Okay, now I want to read I've got an email from one of our charter members, Trey. Trey, thank you. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure to have you join me live and listen each and every week. Trey's a charter member. He's listening to us on GCN Live. He lives down in southern Illinois area, a disclosed location that he doesn't want anybody to know because, he's got a lot of cars. I might be able to drive a few of his cars. His Tesla. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I believe you got a Honda Element, too. That'd be fun to drive. Yes. Open all those doors and have the air come through there. But Trey gets this. Mark, as you know, we have the 2002 Cadillac Escalade EXT SUV with 130,000 miles on it. Trey says the oil gauge sending unit may be going out. He says, I'm sure you have seen this problem before. He says it has the 6.0 V8 engine. We use only the Mobil 1 synthetic oil in it. Gauge does not go to zero when unit is off, and it bounces at idle. Do you have any ideas of the problem? If it is the sending unit, it does not bounce while driving, approximately 60 pounds when driving down the road. If not sending unit, just explain and why, and we will try it. Maybe the picture of the gauge will help. And also, he sent me a small video. Thank you, Trey. I did look at that during the break. Appreciate it. And absolutely, the 6.0 V8. I think I've kind of talked a little bit about this. Maybe I guess I could put in there, preached it, that in fact the 6.0's got the lifters. You got to pull the heads off of the vehicle to replace the lifters. So the main thing with those 6.0's, they do get dirty. The oil gets, dirty like any other engine, Trey. But I want to make sure that you change your oil a lot on that 6.0. I mean, I'm talking don't go over a mile, over 3,000 miles, period. We do not want the oil galleys that feed those lifters and or even the holes in the lifters to get clogged up. You do, and you're going to be taking the heads off that engine. So thank you for using a Mobil 1 synthetic oil. That works awesome. And keep changing it every 3,000, maybe 2,500, Trey. But, your oil sending unit, bouncing it is, it's dancing on you. And that's what's wrong is the sending unit. You're absolutely right. It's in the very back of the engine. Not the easiest thing to get to, but you can do it. You can do it. Just make sure, Trey, just for fun, I want to make sure that you have a chiropractor on board and a phone number to a chiropractor because you're going to need it once you get back in there. At least I do. I have to call. I got another sending unit to do on a 6.0. I bend down and get up or on top, and my neck is over looking north while my feet are heading south and my right arm is heading east and my left arm is west. Anyway, chiropractor, when you get that done. Anyway, it's an oil sending unit that you've got going on there, and go for it. at all. I'm saying that too, though, Trey, that I'm taking it for granted that you don't have any noise in the engine. Hopefully you don't have any noise. I mean, I'm talking about those lifters again. I'm hoping that you don't have any ticking, loud ticking. I'm talking some almost a knock ticking. I want to make sure there's no noise. If you have noise, it's not the oil sending unit, Trey. I'm sorry, but you've got one, maybe two, maybe even up to six lifters that's failed you. I hope not. Let me know. More than ever. Start it up and put that phone right in that engine compartment and send that video to me too. Get as deep in there as you can with that cell phone. So, but if you don't have any noise and that thing is dancing on you, that is an oil sending unit. Trey, I appreciate it again, as always, a charter member here listening down and on GCNLive.com down in southern Illinois. Kind of like Batman. He doesn't want anybody to know where the Batcave is. Anyway, that's how you do it. Now, folks, you're guilty. You're guilty. What? I hate to say this to you on the show, but I have to tell you, you're all guilty. In fact, there's 50 million vehicles that need to be fixed. Huh? That's right. I'm talking about recalls. Recalls. I don't understand. Now, I'm giving you recalls. The third hour, I've got a recall coming your way. On the third hour, has something to do with no brakes? Yeah, no brakes. Now, are you going to let that recall go? You don't need brakes, I guess. Okay. Oh, no. Folks, we're going to come back from this. Well, our sponsors have got some secret sauce for you. When we come back, you're going to find out why you're guilty.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
Before we know it, the Highway Patrol will be driving 1,000 horsepower vehicles to catch up to us.
Catch up to us? They'll be passing us. Good to have you back. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Having a lot of fun here today, of course. Each and every hour of Auto World is fun. Might learn something about cars and your auto world, and hopefully we will teach you something. I want you to think that, in fact, every hour is one of those aha moments. Good to have you along. Well, I said it before the break that you're guilty. Are you? Think about it. When it comes to recalls, the recall. Have you checked to see if you have a recall on your vehicle? Please do. And if you have and you haven't got in yet to fix the recall, why? That would be an interesting find right there. I want to know why. I want to know why you haven't got in there to fix your car and why not. Why am I saying this? Because I'm going to break it down by state. How to get a hold of me is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Auto World Radio. That's one word. What you're listening to. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook, message me. The address, Mark Evans. Address over at Instagram is Auto World Media. I'd like to know, you don't like something at the dealer? You do like something at the dealer? Why aren't you getting your recalls done? Why am I saying this? Is because, well, the land of the free that we are, recalls are free. To get it fixed, free. But nobody's flocking and going to the dealerships to get their recalls fixed. There's 50, the last report shows 50 million vehicles subject to recalls on the road without getting repairs done. That's a lot of vehicles. Get over there. I'm going to ask you right now, get a pen and paper out and write some information down here. There's 50 million vehicles that have recalls and aren't getting fixed. Number one state. Here's the numbers by the state, and I'm going to start at the top this time and go to the bottom. California, there's 5.6 million vehicles that need to be fixed on recalls. Texas, you're number two at 5.1 million. Florida, you're number three on the list, 3.1 million vehicles that have recalls that have not been fixed. Number four, New York, 1.9 million vehicles. Number five, Pennsylvania, 1.8 million. Ohio, 1.8 million vehicles. Georgia, you come into Number seven, 1.7 million. North Carolina, number eight, 1.6 million vehicles. Illinois, number nine, 1.6 million. Michigan, you're number 10 at 1.4 million vehicles that need to be fixed under the word recalls. Now, you folks that are looking at, well, buying a used car, you can find out if there is an open type of recall on that vehicle by going to the website of the vehicle brand. For instance, here, Chevrolet, Honda, Ford, just go to their website. Chevrolet.com, Honda.com, you know, makes it real easy. There's a spot on there, on their website, on the site, that allows someone to input, all of you, to put your VIN number of that car, and it will let you know if there is an open recall. Open. What that means is it's open. It hasn't been fixed. Now, here's another site that is all part of the recalls, of course, is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. That is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration website. Same option. And your dealer can also check for open recalls on your vehicle. Now, let me ask you this, though. You think when you pull, when you drive into that Quick Lube over there at your dealership to get that lube oil filter done for free, because when you bought the car there, you got a coupon book, and every time you pull a coupon out for a lube oil filter, it's free. Do you think they're going to find out and look up that thing for you called a recall because it costs them some time, effort, money, where it's free for you? They might not look it up for you. Do your own looking up. Take the VIN number. Go to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website or go to the manufacturer's website. The total numbers of vehicles recalled in 2021 dropped to 21.6 million from 28.9 million in 2020. Yay! However, though, there are more recall actions last year compared to the year before. So I'd like to all of you to get in. Please get these 50 million vehicles fixed. Even if it's a simple thing as the lift gate latch doesn't latch all the time, get them fixed. And again, on the third hour, I've got a recall for you that, so stay tuned for the third hour. And that recall is, there's a million of these vehicles out there that have zero brakes. How'd you like to have that car coming at you with no brakes, huh? No thanks. Doesn't work for me. So we're going to highlight that on the third hour. So get your pen and paper or pencil out. By the way, if you do not get the third hour of Auto World, all you have to do, of course, is go to GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. Very honored and proud to be on the Genesis Communications Network. That's how you're listening to us. And that is the syndicated network that brings it up on the satellite and drops it down into and gives it to our Auto World radio affiliates. Good to have each and every one of you here. Let's go to the email bag. Woo! Eddie the engine emailer is here. Hand me the bag. He was kind of, I had to get off the microphone there. There it is. Whoa! Almost fell in. Okay. We climb into the email bag every so often. I'm going to do it again. We got it. Now, if you don't want me to read it live on the air, just say, no, don't read live, but please help me anyway. If it's a 911 type of emergency with your auto challenge repair, whatever you need, put 911 on it. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's nodding his head right now. He'll hand it to me as soon as possible and we'll get you fixed. Now, we did well last week. I've got quite a few of you that emailed me this last week, and I promise by the end of, actually, tomorrow, we'll have all of you fixed. And so it depends on if I get long-winded or not on the telephone and or through my emails. But we'll get you all fixed. So this one I can read. Let's do it. Hey Mark, emailing you from my listening zone in my man cave. Great show, my friend. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm driving a 2010 Chevrolet Avalanche and looking at trading and or selling it to get a newer truck now. What do you recommend? Thank you. Bill, listening in Salt Lake City on KBJA 1640. Well, let's do a shout out. Woo! Shout out to KBJA AM 1640. Ogden, Sandy, Provo, Salt Lake City, Utah, and everyone in between. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good to be on KBJA AM 1640 down the Salt Lake Valley. And Bill, don't get rid of that. That's a great vehicle. Okay, I'll let you, but you're going to get some good money for it. Do not, Bill, do not give that Chevrolet Avalanche away. Please do not, because it's a good one. That's a great vehicle, but it's going to be hard to replace that one. I don't know if you're looking at the same style. I mean, a pickup. Do you need a four-door pickup? Do you want a two-door pickup? If you like the Chevrolet brand, since you've had the Avalanche, if you're happy with that, stay with Chevrolet. And, you know, that's the thing that, you know, I just have to ask, do you want a pickup or do you want a car? There's quite a few to pick from, a lot of models out there. So, but here's what I'm going to say. You might be wanting to look at that brand-new Chevrolet EV, huh? Uh-oh, did I just say that? You might want to look at that thing. I don't know. I've heard some good news about the EV, the brand-new Chevy Silverado EV. If you don't want to go EV, I'd get the new Chevrolet Silverado. Those are awesome, too. And by the way, that tailgate that folds five or six times, get it. Get it. Get it, Bill. You got to have that fancy tailgate on there. If you don't do it now, then they're going to charge you $8,000 later for that tailgate. That's right. So I think it's only a $300 add when you buy the truck new, but you add it later.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.